sitting down and better be able to have my papers handy and talk at that time. That'll be just fine.
All right. If you want to just call into the clerk's office and let her know when you're actually available, that'd be fine too. Okay.
Okay. So are you guys open from now until then, or are you?
Well, we're going to try to take up some other ones if we can get them, if we're able to. But I don't, you know, that you're a huge chunk of what we've got right now. So
Well, if it helps, I mean, I think, you know, this is just the continue. You know, the 2023 year is on appeal at the State Tax Commission.
Right.
And so really appealing for 20 expectation is that the board would just pass them on because 23 is under appeal. So I don't think we're going to need a lot of time.
Okay. No, but that's all right. We'll wait for your client, and I guess what we'll do is when your client gets here, we'll try to call you. How's that?
Yeah, just call me. I'll be to my location here in about 10 minutes, and then I'll have to talk to the guy and get it all straightened out, and then I'll be in a quiet place, so that'll be better. I appreciate it. Again, I apologize for this.
No problem.
Inconvenience.
But if your client wants to do something different rather than come over here, I mean, her appearance is not. I mean, this case isn't set for another hour from now. So let me know.
I will. I think she's planning to attend just for the experience to be able to be there and represent Empire. So I think she's fine to be there and planning to be there. So I think that'll work as long as the board doesn't mind me, you know, switching gears and doing it by phone at the last minute.
No, that's fine. And you, like I said, you can send her on over anytime. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Page 36, would you have a teleconference? 2024-35 Fall Creek Townhomes.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll try it out. Okay. Is this number 35?
Yes.
Is it the end of the Empire Electric cases?
Can I speak? What page did you say?
Fall Creek Townhomes. I just gave you guys the numbers that Riley Shantz has agreed to. These are low income housing that
okay.
we're bringing through the government program here.
And so you have this agreed upon?
We do. And all you have to do is, I guess, call him and ask him.
Okay. Well, for purposes, just Fall Creek Townhomes here.
Yeah.
It looks like it's just one BOE number. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. And so the number was $3,004,630. What's the number now?
The number now is $1,798,488.43. And that's on that paper in front of you, sir.
On this paper, David.
Oh, okay. I guess
no,
I was.
On your red
oh, this
paper.
One.
Yeah,
okay, this one here. Okay, it's not 798. It's 098. Okay. Well, wait a second.
No, that's a 7.
Well, there it is. Okay, I was looking at the wrong number. I was looking at the wrong number. 448. All right. Let me call. I don't know if this is long distance or not. Is it?
It's a void, so it doesn't matter.
Stephanie, what page is that on?
36.
Your call cannot be
Found
it. Thank you.
I didn't punch it in fast enough.
I can't read the name. Their name, but the name.
Susan, do you know who the name of the person is?
Riley Shantz.
Riley, this is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. I know we're way early, but we've had some complications on some ones before. If you have just a moment, I'd just like to confirm that it's my understanding that the assessor's office talked with you and you've come to an agreement of a value of $1,798,488.43.
Yeah, that equates to a tax bill of $17,000 and some change. Is that right?
That I don't know. We're dealing with appraised value. Is that?
It's approximate. Brings them down.
She said approximate. That's approximately correct. I don't know what the actual tax bill is.
Gotcha.
That's just the appraised value is what we're dealing with here at the board level.
Yeah. No, we came to an agreement last night about that value.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to confirm before we make any kind of motion, and that'll save you from having to take the call at 11, if that's all right with you.
So, yeah, no, that's fine.
I would make a motion that as to BOE number 35, that we change the appraised value to $1,798,488.43.
Second.
I have a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Okay. You'll get a written decision on this and a new tax bill, I guess, basically. Anything
okay.
else?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
All right. And we go back to life's journey.
And it is set for 1 o'clock, but they...
They're all 1 o'clock, okay.
And it's in person.
Huh?
And it looks like it is in person.
It looks like what?
In person.
Yeah. We've got life's journey. We'll have something with Empire here in a bit. Just wanted to have it while we're on the record, have it kind of a discussion on life's journey and the case law I found, if you guys want to. But yes,
I did want to say again, just like Empire, they are already in appeals with the State Tax Commission, who will decide for 23 and 24. And the other thing is they have not paid their taxes for 23,
right.
So they're kind of not following the rules to begin with.
Yeah, and I don't know how the State Tax Commission handles that or not, but here's what I've looked at, and I spent a great deal of my own time yesterday. I went through the statute a couple of days ago and the cases after the statute, and I went through the tax decisions last night that dealt, I was focusing in kind of on vacant land. Just kind of give you an overview. There's a 1951 case regarding the Boy Scouts of America in which they just had rough land, but they used that land on a regular basis as part of their mission and part of their purpose of their organization. And the Supreme Court said that was sufficient to make that land tax exempt under the Boy Scouts because of what they do. There was even a case on the tax commission where they recognized somebody that had a farmhouse and like 60 acres who were Wiccans because they the religious focus of Wiccans is nature and the outdoors and everything else, and they used it on a regular basis for that purpose in their religion. So there are cases in which somebody brought forth a bunch of vacant land for exemption, and they found some of it to be exempt and some of it not. And basically the factors that they kind of look for is, well, what have they done to really start developing each parcel, okay? And so what it comes down to in life's journey, in my opinion, just looking at the law, is have they done enough to get that exemption on their parcels? And there's case law that talks about, you know, it's not uncommon for, and I think I sent you some quotes, for people to get donated a large chunk of land. And in this particular situation, Life's Journey is in a cash crunch because they have a regular property and operating budget that they use that is not it's not being questioned as exempt, that property, you know, what they use. And a lot of those pictures, or some of those pictures, were not from the property they're trying to get exempt. They were from their other property. So the only thing they really have down there is they have some trails, they put up some signs, and they've done some stuff. And And I don't even know that all that was there on January 1, because that's when we're looking. Now, they get a very generous gift here, but at the time that it was gifted, it was taxable. And the question is, have they done enough to now get to the exempt status, is the way I think. I'm a little confused, too, because I'm not sure exactly what their mission or purpose is. Part of it, it seems to be a focus on sports activities for kids who might not otherwise get the opportunity to do those things, focus on, like, first responders and military kids, something like that. But then I have the application that was given to the assessor's office just basically says to benefit families, and, you know, it's a very generalized thing. I'm not exactly sure what they're, because our duty is to say, well, how does this, like the Boy Scouts, how does that property tailor into their mission? How does it dovetail into their mission and their use? And I don't know that providing walking trails to the public right now is enough to tailor it into their use. I think by next year, they're probably going to have enough stuff out on that property for activities for kids and things like that, that they may very well qualify for an exemption. But I'm not sure that as of January 1 of this year, under the stuff that I've seen, that they get there. And I think they probably do need to sell off a chunk to take care of the taxes. And it's a chunk that they're not using with the pathways right now. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I like what he's trying to do. I don't think that he doesn't have a charitable purpose, but I do. And I'm going to talk to counsel about this, you know, when I talk to him, and he's done a good job advocating, and he's put a lot of stuff forward. And while it's true, I know that they can charge fees like the YMCA charges fees. He's on the one hand saying it's open to everyone, but then it says, the sign really says, if you want to go on the trails, you need to pay a fee. I'm sure that they would probably say, oh, we'll take that off. And even if they do, though, you still have the other problem. So that's kind of how I'm looking at it. I'm happy to, and I can tell them, you know, I'll give them this option since we have to come back here on Monday, is if they'd like to look at some of the tax decisions that I found and do that kind of thing, I'm happy to allow them to do that, to argue that. And we'll make the decision on Monday, but that's kind of where I'm going with it. Is it really? You have to develop it. I mean, if you're going to accept a $3 million land gift, you have to be in a position to try to start developing that property if you want to get the exemption. Just being a 501c3, a lot of people think everything I do is exempt, but that's not true for personal and real property. You have to, if you want to take it off the tax rolls for Taney County, you have to show by substantial and persuasive evidence. I even saw some stuff in the earlier case law about beyond a reasonable doubt, but that's not what it is. But it's your burden as a taxpayer to show why this should be exempt. And so, and I can tell that's what they're trying to do, and I can tell that counsel has told me, hey, you got to start developing this property, because that's what he's, but I just, you know, to be fair to him, I don't know that he has the money right now to do that, and I get it. But it doesn't change the use or character of the property right now is what I'm concerned about. But anyway, that's on that one. On the second one that we have, which is a little more thorny, Gary Smalley's
Focus on the Family.
Yeah. What I said, they have two lots. One is completely vacant, and the only thing that we give them some questions, which are going to come back to, but basically a walk to clear their heads. I don't know how they get that piece of property. I mean, they've not presented anything to us to show that that's being developed. I don't know how they get that piece of property. And the fact that a prior assessor, Greg, exempted it doesn't help them under. There's some cases about that too. Just said, you know, sometimes property's missed, sometimes it's exempted, you know, whatever the case may be. We still have to look at it as of January 1 of this year, regardless of what their exemption has been in the past. The concern on the property that's being used for marital counseling is not that their purpose isn't charitable, because they've obviously